KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, 54 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A former Adair City clerk and her son have pleaded guilty to theft and now face up to 10 years in prison when they're sentenced next month. Linda Nichols and her son Terry Nichols pleaded guilty Monday to first-degree theft. 63-year-old Nichols is a former city clerk in Adair, while her 41-year-old son is a former city street department employee. They were charged after an investigation by city officials found evidence that city funds were misappropriated, along with improper and unsupported spending and undeposited collections. Sentencing is set for November 14th. The Nichols have also agreed to pay restitution of more than $83,000. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Two arrests were reported Monday in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department says 51-year-old Jeffrey Dennis Spencer of Hamlin was taken into custody at around 8:30 a.m. on a charge of failure to appear for sentencing related to public intoxication. Spencer was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after making a court appearance. And 34-year-old Scarlett Michelle Stewart of Takema, Nebraska, was arrested Monday in Audubon County at a residence in Kimbleton. Stewart was wanted on an outstanding Audubon County warrant associated with the revocation of her probation. The woman was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held on $2,500 bond. A Southwest Iowa man was arrested yesterday on drug charges following a traffic stop in Shenandoah. According to Shenandoah Police, 38-year-old Victor Ingram of Shenandoah was taken into custody on possession of controlled substances, those being marijuana and methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Ingram was booked into the jail and later released after posting a $5,000 bond. A traffic stop on Interstate 80 Sunday night here in Cass County resulted in the arrest of four persons on drug charges. According to sheriff's officials, a deputy stopped a vehicle about a mile east of the Marnie exit on westbound I-80 at around 11 p.m. Sunday. Taken into custody on a charge of first offense OWI, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia charges was 18-year-old Martin Wayne Looney III of Des Moines, 19-year-old Chad Robert Fogarty of West Des Moines, and 19-year-old Martin A. Diane Looney of Des Moines were both charged with possession of marijuana. And 19-year-old Corey Jameson Leonard of West Des Moines was charged with possession of marijuana as well as possession of drug paraphernalia. The Cass County Sheriff's Department on Monday reported four arrests over the past week. On Friday, 37-year-old James Leroy Chelf of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of driving under suspension. Chelf was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he pled guilty the following day and was released. On September 27th, 25-year-old Ashley Renee DeWitt of Griswold was arrested by sheriff's deputies on three charges of theft in the fifth degree. DeWitt was taken to the Cass County Jail, pled guilty, and was released the following day. And 31-year-old Matthew Bernard Steffens of Wyota was arrested September 27th on a district court warrant for failure to comply with a sex offender registry. Steffens was taken to the Cass County Jail, posted a $5,000 bond, and was released. And then on September the 25th, 25-year-old Jared Wayne Pelfrey of Elkins, Arkansas, was arrested in Cass County on a charge of OWI first offense. Pelfrey was taken to the Cass County Jail, posted $1,000 bond, and was later released. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday also released a report on recent accidents. On Saturday, deputies responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident on 590th Street. Officials say a 2002 Honda CR-V owned and driven by 58-year-old Rebecca Lynn Klein of Belton, Missouri, was traveling southbound on Highway 173 when her vehicle was struck in the rear by a 2011 Honda that was owned and driven by 55-year-old Laura Richardson of Raymore, Missouri. A total of four people were transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Damage from the accident amounted to $7,500, and there were no citations issued. Last Thursday, sheriff's deputies in Cass County responded to a report of a single vehicle accident on Buck Creek Road. Authorities say a 2008 Dodge Durango, owned and driven by 38-year-old Tanya Juanita Brooks of Atlantic, was traveling south on Buck Creek Road when Brooks lost control of the SUV, which then entered the west ditch and hit a culvert. The woman refused transport to the hospital. She was subsequently cited for failure to maintain control. Damage was estimated at $4,000. On September the 24th, a two-vehicle accident was reported to have occurred on 750th Street, about a half mile north of Glendale Road. Sheriff's officials say a Ford pickup driven by 26-year-old Alexis Arturo Hernandez of Crane, Texas, was northbound on 750th when it crossed the center line and collided with a 1998 pickup owned and driven by 44-year-old Jeffrey Baker of Earlham. No serious injuries were reported. Damage amounted to $3,500, and Hernandez was cited for driving on the wrong side of a two-way highway. And finally, on September 23rd, a single vehicle accident occurred on 690th Street here in Cass County, about one quarter of a mile north of Cumberland. A car driven by 16-year-old Cole Johnson of Cumberland was traveling south on 690th when the vehicle left the road and entered the east ditch before hitting a tree. An unidentified passenger in the car was injured and taken to the Cass County Hospital by Cumberland Rescue. Damage to the car was estimated at $15,000. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, F. Raymond Burnham Jr., age 87, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Raymond Burnham Jr. will be today at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 76-year-old Edward T. Hubin Jr. of Panora died Thursday. Funeral services for Edward Hubin Jr. will be held today at 10:30 at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. 84-year-old Harold Joseph Nissen of Shelby died Saturday. Funeral services for Harold Nissen will be today at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 78-year-old Judy Kula of Audubon died Saturday. Funeral services for Judy Kula will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 94-year-old Mercedes Bowers of Manning died September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. 92-year-old Janet Margaret Hins of St. Paul, Minnesota, and formerly of Avoca, died July the 25th. Funeral services for Margaret Hins will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca in charge of arrangements. And 83-year-old Gene L. Schmidt of Anita died Monday at his home. Services for Gene Schmidt are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.